the parsha of Shoftim, and again, beginning with the parsha, is the parsha of the Dayonim. The parsha that have a koyach, the pasuk says, Shoftim v'shoytrim. And Rashi says that Shoytrim are the ones with the koyach. They're the ones that come with the makal beretzuah, and they can force a person. They're the anshei koyach of Klal Yisrael. Shoftim v'shoytrim are the anshei koyach of Klal Yisrael. The diuk in the pasuk says Shoftim v'shoytrim titan achal b'chol sharecha, and the pasuk says Asher Hashem lekecha noisen l'chol yishvotecha. What you have to mention over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Yisrael as a matana, Shoftim v'shoytrim titan achal b'chol sharecha v'shoftu zom mishpat tzedek. What's the sofa Asher Hashem lekecha noisen l'chol yishvotecha? B'shneitzach, all the sha'arim of Yisrael is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a sugi in Parshas Shoftim. Also, you have after that you have the Azhar against Avodah Zarah, the Sita Lacha, Sheira Kolait, the Sokum Muhammad Seva, which Rashi says has to do with Avodah Zarah. And then there's a Arichistika. This is the parasha of somebody who's a Yachir who's over Avodah Zarah. So then there's the Arichistika. From Pasuk and Pei Gudzayim, Pasuk a base about Yachid was over the Zor, by Yelech, by Yavd, Elohim Acherim, Hukalacha, by Tzeso, Skaltim Avonim, Ischaib Skila, Yachid was over the Zor, Ischaib Skila. How does this come into over here in the parasha of Shoftim? Shoftim, 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 regarding everything. There's a Bezin of Shalish, Dinah Momenes, there's a Bezin of Chav Gimel, for Misa, for capital punishment. And then Be'emes, the pasuk says then, Ki polim imcha dava. The pasuk says in pasuk Tes, Ubasa la koinim halavim velashevet ashiyev yomam lahim. Mashma the koinim over here in this week's parasha, the koinim and the vim are getting a very strong over here backing in terms of psak halacha. We don't find so much in other parishes the kilo that the koinim and the vim are the poiskim. And here you got to come all the way. Ubasa la koinim halavim velashevet. What's the Indian over here? The Merkaz, the center of the parasha, is the sugya of a melech. Soim tosam alecha melech, ki sova el oretz, mishameh shavda v'mata, you ask for melech, soim tosam alecha melech, and the pasuk says, it shouldn't be mar v'lei noshe, susim, lemam lenoshim, and it shouldn't be, there's a azhara, that he mustn't be a balgaivel, a bilti rum levov, me'echov, etc. And then the pasuk goes straight from there. Veloye l'koyin malavim kol shevet Levi chelik v'nachlam Yisrael. Didn't get a chelik v'nachlam. How does that come in? The whole parasha Shoftim seems to be made up of so many different things that are going on over here. First with the halachas, and then with the koyin and paskening, and then a yochid is over the avodah zara, and then the inyan of melech, and then the koyin and malavim didn't get a chelik. You had to bring them a chelik, and then comes the parasha of melchamos. Then comes the parasha of Melchomas Kiseitze la Melchoma Alevecha, and it's like Agdoma to next week's parasha, Parashas Kiseitze. What's the Nakud over here? But the Nakud over here is Parasha Shoftim is Be'emes. If you count the Tzavim Vayelech as one parasha, because we lay them together, and there's 10 parashas in Sefer Advar. Shoftim is the fifth. It's the Merkaz, it's the center. In other words, around Parashas Shoftim revolves the whole lesson of the whole Sefer Torah. So I want to show a Mamardic connection from the Parashah, beginning of Parashas Dvarim, as a Hagdoma to the whole Parashas Dvarim, and show you how the whole Parashas Dvarim through the Parashas is one long Yisod. The Yisod of Sefer Dvarim that makes it differ from the earlier Parashas, and we have discussed it off and on, you know, in bits and pieces and small, but the Yisod, the Chilik between Sefer, the first four Sfarim at Sefer Dvarim, is the chilik between Klal Yisrael and Midbar, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Right? The whole Sefer Dvarim is right at the end, Klal Yisrael on Mamish on the verge of going into Eretz Yisrael. And the first four Sfarim are the Sfarim in the Midbar. In the Midbar, the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar,
how's Bereshis Tavayikra in the Midbar?
I mean, it's not. It's all Hakadosh. I'll explain you what I mean. It's all Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the difference between that's what we're coming to. The first four Sfarim, even Bereishis and Shemois, which are before the Shemois is going on to the Midbar, but it's all the Bechina of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Kol Yisrael. In other words, it's not. We'll start the other way. Coming into Eretz Yisrael is where the Yidden started on Hag, where they do things themselves. Till coming into Eretz Yisrael, they were living a life of Nisim, living a life with a Moedik, a Hakara, that Eino Edul Vadoi. Everything is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is really, in Achanami, Sefer Bereishis, the lesson that Avraham Avinu is trying to teach the world. The world who Oved Avodah Zarah. And it's a very important Yisod to understand. Because you see the Sefer Dvarim is full of wiping out Avodah Zarah. It's almost not a parasha in Sefer Dvarim. There's no abeta abdum, there's kala makoyim, sasha avdu shom. The whole Sefer Dvarim is busy with destroying Avodah Zarah. Because the shorish of Avodah Zarah is when you do things yourself. When you do things yourself, there's the feeling of koyach yivoytzim yadi asa li sachay lazeh. It's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Koyach yivoytzim yadi asa li sachay lazeh. In the Midbar, they weren't doing anything themselves. So from Shemois, where they left Mitzrayim, Loyer de Malach, Loyer de Shliach, is all HaKadosh Baruch, and he took them through the Midbar. And in Bereishis, this was the whole lesson that Avraham Avinu was teaching, that everything's Rabbein Shalom, to be Mavatla Avodah Zarah. So there wasn't really an assign of Avodah Zarah, because a man wasn't doing, Yidden weren't doing anything. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, it's us. It's the person's doing. Even in Torah, as we'll discuss, it goes hand in hand, the makbila parallel in Torah. The whole Midbar was basically Torah Shebikzav. And we discussed already that Eila Dvar Hashadibe Moshe begins Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebal Peh are parallel to the two types of hanhogas that we live in the world. The hanhoga of Torah Shebikzav is the Midbarik hanhoga. Is the Hanhaga where it's clear, and Torah Shebikzav is the Luchas Rishonis. Michtav Elikim, everything came from HaKadosh Baruch. The Luchas Rishonis is Torah Shebikzav. And there, everything was from HaKadosh Baruch. The Luchas Shnias is Psal Lecho, is from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what we've discussed so many times already, that the Luchas Rishonis is Torah Shebikzav, and the Luchas Hashnias is the Shorish of Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah that we're masig, the Torah that we're doing, that we're learning. So that's the difference. Eila Advar Mashadibe Moshe begins the Hanhog of coming into Eretz Yisrael. What you have to do now, in world, in nature, it means that you have to work your field yourself, you don't get mon. And in Torah, it means you got to be Omel on Torah, and then you can be Mechadash your own Chedush. When you work hard in the field and it rains, you Mechadash new crop. And when you work hard in Torah Shebal Peh, you Mechadash new Torah. Torah Shebal Peh goes hand in hand with living a civilized life in the world. So Eila Dvar Hashadibe Moshe, which is Torah Shebal Peh, Eila Dvar Hashadibe Moshe, that's the beginning of life going into Eretz Yisrael. So because you're going to have to do everything yourself, the type of Torah that you learn is the Torah where you have to do it all yourself. There, the very big nesoin is Koichi Voitzim Yodi Osa Li Sachai Lazeh. In other words, you have to realize that even when you're working on your field, who's sending you the rain? Who's doing everything? Like the Gemara Bracha says, who arranges everything that the sun should shine on it and the rain should rain? Who puts it on your table? You know, the Gemara in Bracha there, with the Chassan is there, who serves us at the table? It's all the Rabban Shalom. But that's the Nesoyin. The Nesoyin is, when you're coming into Eretz Yisrael, even though you're doing it, but the Nesoyin is to see that your Maisim are really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nesoyin of Torah Shebal Peh is a parallel. That your learning, your Chidushim and Torah Shebal Peh all come from Torah Shebikzav. If not, it turns into Avodah Zarah. Luchos HaRishonos have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Luchos HaRishonos is Klar that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shebikzav. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael made the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchos HaRishonos. It's not a parallel b'chlal to anything that can bring to Avodah Zarah. Luchos Shnias is the Zeh Lo Mazeh of Avodah Zarah. Torah Shebal Peh is the Zeh Lo Mazeh of Avodah Zarah. In other words, it can, from Luchas Rishonis can't come Avodah Zarah. And if there is, you smash the Luchas Rishonis. It means they never connected to Luchas Rishonis. But the Luchas Shnias is the idea where you feel that the Torah Shebal Peh is yours. You feel it's your Torah. It is your Torah. But it's really come from Hashem. That's you have to be Mama. So we'll see how. But that's a parallel to working on the land and to feel it's ours. And that can be a Pesach to Avodah Zarah. And that's why a person's got to be very careful. Sefer Dvarim is the Sefer of going into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's the Sefer of Torah Shebal Peh. And the tachlis of working the land, and the tachlis of producing crop, the tachlis of Torah Shebal Peh is to show everything is mushrish in Torah Shebal Peh, everything is coming really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the parashas of Shema on Sefer Dvarim. Because, especially the parasha of Vahoyim Shemaya Tishmu, then Menasati V'sa'atchem, then Vosafta the Ganecha. But the Maisa, we're doing it. If you forget this little Nakuda, that it's the Rabban Shalom sending the rain and he's doing everything, then it's Avodah Zarah. That's how easy the Koyach of Koyach Yvoitzim Yodi turns into Avodah Zarah. That's the parasha of Bahayim Shema, that's the Tachlis of Shema. Shema is the Yichud Hashem, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nisoyin is from the fact that Vosafta the Ganecha, you're working on the field. And that can lead to Koich Voitzim Yodi, which is Penifta Levavchim, which is Vasatim Avatim and Imachirim. That's why, for Parnosa, a person's got to daven. Because Tefillah shows that we're completely totally in Hashem. Tefillah shows we're completely totally in Hashem. So when a person davens for his panosa, he's being makir, that when it rains and when he gathers the crop and when he harvests, everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing with Torah Shebal Peh. The only way to be matzliach on Torah Shebal Peh is by tefillah. We said that they're parallel. If you want your crop to grow, you've got to daven. If you want your chedushim to grow, if you want to learn Torah Shebal Peh, you've got to daven. The first mesecht of Torah Shebal Peh is brachas. And all Hilchas Tefillah is in Brachas. Prokim in Maseches Brachas and Hilchas Tefillah. Because Torah Shebal Peh comes together. And if you don't see that, then it's Avodah Zarah. The Chet HaEgel is also in Maseches Brachas. The Gata the Gemara is in Maseches Brachas. We're setting off in Torah Shebal Peh. Starting Maseches Brachas is like starting Eilat Dvarim Shadibe Moshe. Just like Sefer Dvarim is telling you how things are dangerous and can fall into Avodah Zarah when you start doing things on your own. So too, Maseches Brachas is saying you're setting off on Torah Shebal Peh, it can be dangerous. There's a Chet HaEgel there, and therefore make sure to daven well. So Eilat Dvarim Asher Dibber Moshe is Torah Shebal Peh. Straight after Parashas Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is Diburim. What's the next parasha? Parashas Veschan, davening, tefillah. And then when you've done Torah Shebal Peh and you daven, then the davening is mechaber you back. To realize that the whole Torah Shebal Peh comes from Torah Shebik Sav, comes from the Noich Hashem Lekecha, comes from the Aseres Adibrish, which is the Parshas Veschanan. That's the Kesha of Dvarim Veschanan. Dvarim is the Torah Shebal Peh, the Moshe Rabbein is Diburim. With Tefillah, then you get it back to the Aseres Adibrish, then you get it back to Torah Shebik Sav.
And Krishma.
And Krishma, yeah, we'll get to Ekebrei, we'll get to soon.
First
Parshas
Krishma.
Yeah. First Parshas Krishma and then the Veschanan. And I mean it goes weiter because Vahoy Ekev Tishmon Shmia is Torah Shebal Peh. Shmia, understanding, is Torah Shebal Peh. Ekev is Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. If you learn Torah Shebal Peh with Anova Vahoy Ekev Tishmon, then Re'ei Anoichi, then you're going to see the Anoichi Hashem Lekech. Balaturim says the Anoichi in Pashas Re'ei is the Anoichi Moses Adibris. Is Ekev, if you learn Torah of Shebal Peh with that bittle, with that Anova, then you're going to see how it all comes back, into Torah Shabbat, into Torah Shabbat Sav, into Re'eh and Oich. So that's Dvarim, Veschanon, Ekev Re'eh. See how soon when you get to Shoiftim, how it spills into Shoiftim. But that's what we have to be careful for when we're setting off into Eretz Yisrael, into learning Torah Shabbat Peh. Remember, this is Noch Alta Zach. This is an old battle that we have. Because the Yaakov and Esav is Yodayim Yodei Esav. Esav is the Koichi Voitzim Yodi, Yodayim Yodei Esav. He's the Koichi Voitzim Yodi. Yaakov Inu is HaKoil Koil Yaakov. Why is there two coils? Koil Yaakov. So the Svarim say there's Koil Torah and there's Koil Tefillah. Yaakov, we discussed many times already that Yaakov is Bechina, is a Bechina of Torah Shabbal Peh, because Yaakov is Oisis Akiva, and he was the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. Nosi, Rebuta Nosi, Mishnais, Nosi is Rosh Hashanah, is Nishmasa Shel Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov is the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. If you want to learn Torah Shabbal Peh, it's got to go together with Tefillah, otherwise Chas V'Shalom can turn into Avodah Zarah. So it's the Koil Yaakov, it's the Torah and the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. The Torah and the Tefillah, the Koil, the Torah and Tefillah. In other words, Yaakov Avinu is learning Torah Shabbal Peh with Tefillah. And that's a Zelu Mazeh to the Yadayimi. So he went into Avodah Zarah, he went into Koich Avodah Yod, Osir Yisachai Lazeh. But if you're learning Torah Shabbal Peh, it's got to come with Tefillah. Koil Yaakov. And Esav is the Zelu Mazeh of Yadayimi de Esav, Koich Avodah Yod, Osir Yisachai Lazeh. Tefillah, as we said before, shows that everything's coming from Hashem. The Heliga Beis Hamikdash is called Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikari L'chol Amim. Beis Hamikdash is called a Beis Tefillah. A Beis Tefillah means where it was in Beis Hamikdash, it's crystal clear that there's not Shayach Kan Koich V'Yotzim Yod Yosilis Achay Lazeh. Beis Hamikdash is a Mokim where it's completely where there's no, it's not Shayach Kan Musag of Koich V'Yotzim Yod. I didn't do anything. Beis Hamikdash is a Mokim HaTefillah. A Mokim HaTefillah is a Mokim where everything is the Rabban Shalom. All the Yidin who work in their fields, where it's Shaykh the Nasoin of Koich Voitzim Yod Arasi Yisachai Lazeh, they have to bring their Bikurim and they have to give their Trumas and Maisers to the Kohen and to the Lady. And it says in this week's parasha that Lo Yeh Kohen of Neim Chelik, they didn't get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. There's no, they're not Shaykh to Koich Voitzim Yodi. They didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael to work on. So the Kohenim and Levim represent Tefillah. I go on and on with this because we know that Kohuna, Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shabbal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Koyah Torah Shabbiksav, and Aaron HaKohen is Torah Shabbal Peh. So, and we know the Beis Hamikdash we discussed in Beis Chanan, the Beis Hamikdash is a Mokum of Torah Shabbal Peh, and it's the Mokum of Tefillah. So made it therefore Beis Hamikdash is a place which is Mufka from the whole Indian of Koyah Chavoyitzim Yod Yosili Sachai Lazeh. It's mufka from the whole inyan of Yadayim Yidei Yisrael. It's all the Yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikdash Hashem, koinenu yodecha. It's all your Yadayim Hashem. So Esav got no business in the Bisa Mikdash. He's Yadayim Yidei Yisrael. So he sold the Bechorah to Yaakov, because Yaakov, the Bechorah, destined to do avoid in the Bisa Mikdash. Esav is Yadayim Yidei Yisrael. He shows how he's the man. And if he's the man, he hasn't got a mokar mechlal in the Bisa Mikdash. He sells the Bechorah. The Beis Hamikdash is a mokum that takes all the Yidin who have an asinus mokum to say Koich V'Yotzim Yodi Chas V'Shalom, and when they come into the Beis Hamikdash, they come into the mokum at Tefillah, and they meet up with the Kohenim and Levim who don't have a nachla, chelik v'nachla. They meet up with the Kohenim and Levim that are not working the land, who are not shaykh to Koich V'Yotzim Yodi, and they give them their truma and maith, they give them all their what they harvested, the crop and the bikurim and the trumas and the maithras. When they give them, is that channels the Yid into a Mokom HaTefillah, channels the Yid into the Mokom, which is Mufka from Koich Voitzim Yodi. That's the Tachlis of the Kohenim Levim, and that's the Tachlis in the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't have Ki'ilu, they didn't work with Yadayim Bechlal, the Kohenim Levim Ki'ilu on the field. It's a place of Mikdash Hashem, Kohenim Yodecha, as we say in Oz Yoshe. Mikdash Hashem, Kohenim Yodecha. It's kulay the yadayim, a recognition that it's kulay the yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the book, in the Sefer Illuminating Our Day, it's discussed as why the first mitzvah, the Beis Hamikdash, is first inyan is the inyan of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, to show that our yadayim are really Mikdash Hashem Koinin Yudecha Dikar Raglayim, yadayim. The more koyach that a person has down here, the more koyach the Rabbein Shalom gives a yid in this world, the more he has to work that on Chas V'Shalom that it shouldn't get to a koichi voitzim yod osili sachai lazeh. The melech is the most powerful person. The melech is the most powerful person. The melech has to be the one to be megale that a man doesn't do anything. The melech has to be the one to be megale that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a melech shemochel al kavod ain't kavod emochel. He can't be moichel in his kavod, it's not his kavod. A melech has nothing. Api Kabbalah, it says the melech is less lemigar meklum. He has nothing. A melech who has everything, and he's the all-powerful one, ki'ilu down here, he's the one to be megale that a mensch, that a person has nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person's ishtadlis, everything's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a melech is even more connected to the Beis HaMikdash than the Kohenim and the Levim. The Gemara says in Yuma, Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Lemalchus Beis David Levad. Only a melech is allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is built by melechim. David HaMelech wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash because he had dam b'yadayim. We'll discuss in Melchomis. But he had dam b'yadayim. Dam b'yadayim means that he was matzliach in his Melchomis and his yadayim. He can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash.
Even though he was makeh his yadayim.
Avadi he was makeh. But it's a musuk of dam b'yadayim. That was dam ritzicha. We'll discuss it at the end of this week's parasha. Ritzicha, killing people, is a feeling of koyach. Is a feeling of koyach. Dor HaMelech made many milchomas. Dor HaMelech was admoini. He has this shirish and Esav. From Esav he was an admoini. And Esav is yodayim yidei Esav. Dor HaMelech was loichem biyodayim. Dor HaMelech killed people biyodayim. He was loichem biyodayim. Is his bechin avada. Dor HaMelech was kol kuloi malchus. So the Beis HaMikdash has to be somebody that there's no yodayim. There's only Mikdash Hashem koinen yodach. He couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So Shlomo had to build the Beis HaMikdash. But Avada Dor HaMelech was the one who was megala how everything is from Hashem. That's why the Zohar says that Malchus Dohi Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus is the man that has everything and is avoidus to be megala. It's all Hashem. Torah Shebal Peh is where you can be mechadish everything, but it's all from Hashem. Malchus Dohi Torah Shebal Peh. Masechas Brachas, which is the first Masechta of Torah Shebal Peh, where you have to be megala that everything is from Hashem, and that's through Tefillah. A Melech has to do that. Therefore, everybody's still fresh with Daf Yomi. Therefore, the first Gemaras and Brachas are about David HaMelech. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Parnasa, David HaMelech. All the Gemaras about David HaMelech. So, what's Masechas Brachas beginning with? Masechas Brachas begins with Malchus, begins with David HaMelech. Halachas of Hilchas Tefillah, until you get to Gates of Mevarchin, where the whole musig of brachas is that if you don't make a bracha, you can't eat it because it's not yours. There's a stir in psukim. One pasuk says Lashem ha'aretz umloya, it's all Hashem's, and the other pasuk says ha'aretz nasa nivnei adam. And to the Gemara, kan koydun a bracha, kan liacha bracha. So Maseches Brachas is teaching us. Hashem Oretz Emloya. Once you make Hashem Oretz Emloya, then you can eat. Once you make Hashem Oretz Emloya, then you can learn Torah Shebal Peh. If you're not make that, then it's Avodah Zarah. That's the whole Maseches Brachas. Bracha is being make Hashem Oretz Emloya. There you have the Melech who has to be megala that. We can only do it through Tefillah. And if you don't do it, then it's the Egel and it's Avodah Zarah. All this is in Brachas, and that's what Brachas means. No. It's not a wonder that David HaMelech is Tefillah. Tefillah la'oni ki'atoif. I need Tefillah. David HaMelech is kulei Tefillah. Because he's the Melech. And the Melech has to show that it's all coming from Hashem. And the Melech showing it all comes from Hashem, that's Tefillah. So Melech, Tefillah, Torah Shebal Peh, Eretz Yisrael, it all goes together. All goes together. And if it's not that, then it's Avodah Zarah. So that's, like we said earlier, that's why Dvarim is we're very sensitive to Avodah Zarah and Sefer Dvarim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us koyach. Giving us koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Giving us koyach that you're going to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be Loichem Milchomos. Giving us koyach. Giving us koyach can easily turn into Avodah Zarah. Just by a penifta levavchem, it can turn it into Avodah Zarah. Very, very sensitive to Avodah Zarah and Sefer Dvarim. Shoiftim v'shoitrim. So this week's parasha is the middle of Sefer Dvarim. Is the middle parasha. This week's parasha is the parasha that has to bring out this whole idea. And therefore, this is the parasha for the shoiftim and shoitrim. And we said at the beginning that shoiftim and shoitrim means the ones who have the koyach to enforce law. The judges are always the bali koyach. But a person has to realize that it's not us. A person has to realize that it's not us. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shoyftim v'shoytshim titin l'cho b'chol sharecha. What do we ask? What does it have to say? Asher Hashem l'kecha noisin l'cho. Now it's move on. Asher Hashem l'kecha noisin l'cho l'shvatecha. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't involve yourselves b'chlal. Loisik ashoychad. Don't make it into your psak. Don't make it into your psak. Don't make your power that you have to enforce and to give a verdict, don't make that anything involved with you. Remember that a melech is less lemigar miklum. The Rishonim say that the koyach of a bezdin is a koyach of a melech. Chesed Sabbatim, the sugya of hefke bezdin hefke, the bezdin is a koyach of mafke, hefke bezdin, mafke people's nechosim. It's a koyach of malchus. And the ikir of a malchus is that less lemigar miklum. We don't have everything as the Rabban Shalom. If you take shoychad, or if you bring your own negias into it, then it's you paskening. You paskening? It's you? That's koichim oitzim yodi. What is that? That's avodah zara. What comes straight after that? A yochid is oivet avodah zara. A dying can become chas v'sham on oivet avodah zara. By the goyim, faked, the law and the order, you always see that the very often the judges are the biggest mafia. It's like, because they are the all-powerful ones, and they do what they want. Faket, they tread on people, and everything in the name of the law, because they've got power. Sephorna says, I told you already many, I think I've told you a few times, that Sephorna says that there in Parshas Veschanon, with the goyim on Meshabeach, the Heilige Torah. Says the Sephora there that you won't find by the goyim a judge that doesn't have shoycha, doesn't have any of his own personal negiyas, because he's the man. I know in England, you know, the judges, they come in and then it's like a whole thing, everyone gets up and they sit on the throne. It's mamish and avodah zarah. Somebody told me here in the high court here in the Bet Mishpat HaGadol, this huge building over there nearby, somebody told me there's mamish psalim, there's mamish avodah zarah in there. Judging always went together with Avodah Zarah. The more powerful you are, you have the koyach to enforce the law. You become the man. Koyachi v'oitzim yodi. That's Avodah Zarah. There you take shoychad, you do everything. It's the capital I, it's you yourself. Says the Torah, shoytim v'shoytim asher Hashem lekecha noisin l'cho. Don't take shoychad. Don't involve yourselves b'chlal. Because then it's going to be Avodah Zarah, and that's the next parasha. And then straight after that comes the parasha of Malchus. The Dayanim are a sniff, or a chapter in the chapter of Malchus. But the chapter of the Malchus is the Melech Alein. And what are the halachas of the Melech? The Vilti Yoram Nevovoi, Lo Yarbe Lo Susim. He mustn't think of himself bechlal to become the man. He mustn't build up his own ego. A Melech is less lemigar meklum. A melech faket, a melech is the davener, a melech is the mispalel. David HaMelech says, tefillah l'ani kiyatov. A melech has to be the tefillah l'ani. So Meida, therefore we can understand how Nvarim, Veschanon, Ekev, and by the way, the Dayanim, they're the ones that pass in the Mishpat Torah, pi their own seichel. They have to pass in the pi their own seichel. So it's a big nesayin. They're paskening al pi mashe einayim rois. They're paskening al pi their seichel. A dayan and a melech, it's all the same parasha. And it's the middle of Sefer Dvarim. Because it's the Sefer where HaKadosh Baruch is giving us now koyach. He's giving us the koyach of Torah. Of Torah Shebal Peh to be mechadosh things ourselves. He's giving us the koyach to go into Eretz Yisrael and to be loichim al chomas. The whole entry into Eretz Yisrael is dangerous. We're going to fight wars, and we're going to win. And we're going to be mechadish chedusha Torah, and Torah Shebal Peh. We're going to fight, we're going to be mechadish chedusha Torah and Torah Shebal Peh. We're going to plant and harvest, and we're going to have beautiful crop, and become wealthy. All this is one nesayin. And therefore, almost every parasha, get rid of Avodah Zarah, get rid of every koichi vaytzim yadi osid isachayil hazeh. I mean that the kisei tzei lamelchoma alivecho is another sugya in parasha shoftim. And what does it say? Ki Hashem elokeichem ahoy lechem ochem leilochem lochem imaveichem leshia eschem. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who used to come to speak to them? The Kohen. The Kohen didn't go through an army combat crash course. A Kohen is the one to brief the soldiers? Yes, because a Kohen is the one who didn't get a chelek in Nachla. As we said earlier, a Kohen is the one who spends all day long in Mikdash Hashem Kohen Yodecha. He only knows of one pair of Yodayim, Kavayachal. The Yodayim of Kohen Yodecha, the Yodayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't know of any other Yodayim. He has to come to brief the soldiers. And he tells them that calls man, it's clear to you. Calls man, it's clear to you. Ki Hashem lekechem hua hoy lechem ochem. Ki Hashem lekechem hoy lechem ochem lochem lechem leshiyaschem. As long as that's clear to you, and the Kohen saying, I know this. Hashem lekechem lochem lechem, because we don't have hands, kilu. We live with Rabbein Shalom's hands, the Kohen Yedecha, all the time. So you're going now to a melchama. You have to know that as long as you know that it's not your dime, you're gonna win. You have to take the koyach of the Beis Hamikdash where there's no Yodayim. They used to send out the Aron. Vayhi bin Saya Aron, vayomer kuma Hashem v'yafutzu ibecho v'yinusum sanecha mipenecha. The Aron is the semel of Torah. The Aron is the semel that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Deka by the Aron, there was a ness that the people held the Aron, but the Aron was carrying those who carried it. Why do you see that ness by the Aron? Because it was heavier. The teretz is because that's the nakud. This is the sum up of all. The Aron was the most pnimistik chelik of the Beis Hamikdash, and the guns of Beis Hamikdash is that when you put your hands there to hold the Aron, you have to know that the Aron is carrying you. That's the lefnai v'lefnim of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the whole message of the Beis Hamikdash. That's where you put the luchos shniyos, the shivrei luchos, and the luchos shniyos. That's where the Torah Shebaal Peh is. You think you're being mechanish? It's carrying you. The Aron is megala that you're Yodayim and not Yodayim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koinu Yodecha Dika Yodayim. When you have that Akara, it's v'yifutzu evecha, v'yinusu misanecha mipanecha. You see clearly there's nothing to fight. You're not fighting b'chlal. That's also in Parsha Shoftim, the Parsha of Melchom. It's all in Parsha Shoftim, and it's all in the Merkaz, in the center of Sefer Dvarim. And that's the Hemshech, the next week's parashah. Ki say tzila melchom alevech. As long as we have the anova and the shiflis to be able to be mechaber everything back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be able to connect Torah Shebaal Peh back to the Noichi Hashem Alekecha, to be able to connect our peiros with the Lashem Oratz Meloya by bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash, then you'll be zorcha that your diburim of Eilat Dvarim, together with Vayeschanan, the coil of Torah, the coil of Tefillah, will bring you back to the Seres Adibros. And that Anova of Hoya Ekev Tishmon, and Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem, will be you make you be Zorcha to see that Re'ei, to see that it's all Anoichi. And that's all Hagdoma to the Shoyvtim, Shoyvtim, Titan, Achal, Bechal, Sherecha. That all the halachas are coming all the way back from Hasinai, Sigonish, Unzbichlav. And that's why it says that Kol Chiddush, Shetalmid Vasig, Osig Lechadish, Nitno Besinai. It's your chiddush. It's already been given on Har Sinai. It's only a real chiddush if it wasn't given on Har Sinai. Like the Chasam Soifer once told somebody, he told him a chiddush that was nishke shtoigen and nishke floigen. So the Chasam Soifer says, "Wow, mordik a chiddush." The guy was so excited. Chasam Soifer says, "Such a big chiddush, it wasn't even given over on Har Sinai." But a chiddush, kol chiddush, shetalmid vasig osig lechadish, nitno b'Har Sinai, it was given on Har Sinai. And the Anoichi, that's the parasha of Shoyftim Shoytrim. You've got powers, but they're not yours. And in the middle of this power, and if you think it's yours, then it's Avodah Zarah. And the biggest message is the message of Malchus, because Malchus is power. Malchus, Dayanim, whenever there's power in Klal Yisrael, their mamish can be Chas V'Shalom as close to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Melech has to be a big davener to make sure that he doesn't fall into the trap of Avodah Zarah, of Koichi Voitzim Yod, Yosel Yisachai Razeh. And then, when you have that, then you can go out the Melchama. When you have that, when, if you're fighting with your own Yodayim, it's dangerous. Esav's got bigger Yodayim than Yodayim Yodayim Esav. So that's the end of the, that's the hemshach of the parasha, the beginning of the melchama. And that's the end of the parasha, the ritzicha, the inyan of Egla Rufa, where there's a ritzeach, and a ritzeach, the whole aveir of ritzeach is enforcing your metzias and your ego to be mevatel somebody else's metzias, and that's why the kohenim had to leave and measure the cities, because there's a problem over here of somebody's yodayim. Esav is yodayim days, he was a ritzeach, he came oyef miritzicha, it says, when he came tired there, he was oyef miritzicha, somebody's yodayim or his, he's a ritzeach. Back then they didn't have long-term, long-range, artillery. Back then it was Yodayim. So a Ritzeach is somebody who believes in his Yodayim. If you believe in your Yodayim, then you need a good lesson from the Mikdash Hashem, Koinin Yudecha, from the Beis HaMikdash, that is only the Yodayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, V'yotzu Zekenecha V'sheftecha, the Sanhedrin from the Lishkas HaGozes and the Koinin. That's what Rashi says. The Sanhedrin and the Kohenim. The person uses his hands like that, then he needs a lesson from the Beis HaMikdash. That's Parsha Shoftim. This is the Parsha Merkazi. The Shoresh of all Chatoim comes from the kfir that a person can do things himself. The shorish of the first chet, the chet of Eitz Hadas, is because the Nochash told Chava that if she eats from the Eitz Hadas, then kilo they can become shut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they become a man da'oma. The person realizes that there's only the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not shaykh to be choyte. We read these parashias now, the beginning of Elul, because these are the parashias where a person has to realize that as kol zman you think that you've got koyach, you're all a lachtoy. And every chet will have episode of Avodah Zarah, because you felt that you could do it. But if a person feels that it's kulei koinu yudecha, it's not shaykh to sin. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was the makom of kapara. Because when you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you realized that. And once you realize that, then you oiker the avodah zara dika part of your avera b'shoyrish in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it's shaykh to get to, and it's shaykh to get to the kapara sachet. So that's the parasha merkazi, the central parasha of Sefer Dvarim. This is the lesson of Sefer Dvarim, and this is what a person has to daven so hard for. Tzlochin is learning kiyudua from all the gedolim, how much they used to daven, and how much the chazanish was ribui tefillis, and how much he cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should to be maybe and to understand the Torah, the Torah Shabbal Peh, and b'chlal, a person's got to attribute, or a person's got to be misyaches, all his atzlochas, and all this, everything to siyata l'shmaya, and everything I mentioned, a person doesn't do anything, and then a person can go into Eretz Yisrael and walk on the land, and then a person can learn Torah Shabbal Peh, and then a person can become a dayan, and then a person can become a melech, and then a person can when he realizes, because he realizes that the more powerful he comes, he realizes the bigger hakorah, how it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch, and he realizes more and more the koyach of Hashem, the more power he feels, the more power he gets, and the more covered he gets, the more he realizes how powerful HaKadosh Baruch is, and how yokra the Kvod Hashem, Kvod Hashem has to do is. That's the whole machlokes between Bishmon and the Rashbi. That's the Rashbi's sensitivity. The Rashbi wants melach danas al idei achirim. The person learns Torah as every staff to sein, melach danas al idei achirim. Rashbi doesn't want people doing melach. Why does he kill people? He saw somebody working on his field. Well, the Torah says, because using your hands, nigia kabbalah, is a shver in a sign. If a person learns Torah off a Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't need his Yudayim. He doesn't need to that one. Oh, well, that's already an extreme Madrega. But every year has to realize that when he works with his Yudayim, that's in the end of this parasha, we could be marach and atalot, but that's all in of Ritzicha in Klal Yisrael is in Moshul today you see the Arabs, Yishmol, they're the biggest Reitzchim. Why? It says Yodoy Bakol, Yad Kol Adam Boy. Double Loshon there, it says by Yishmol. Yodoy Bakol, Yad Kol Adam Boy. That's always manifested itself by Ritzicha. If you've got your dime, if a person's happy with his Yodayim, he feels power with his Yodayim, he's going to become a Ritzach. Esav was the biggest Ritzach. He was tired, he came back exhausted from Ritzach. I don't know how many people he killed. He was exhausted from Ritzach. And Racham HaKadosh writes that he spoke to Bnei Yishmol, and they said that the greatest tainuk that they have is killing people. They get a murdik tainuk from it. I'm saying the Arabs today, look what's going on in the Arab countries. They have a murdik tainuk. If they get killed in Tzvishim, the noch agressor tainuk. But they have a tainuk in killing people. Because that's Yad Kol Adam Boy. Yodoy Bakol, Yad Kol Adam Boy. If a person feels he has Yodai and Koich Beitzim Yodai, then it's inevitable that there's going to be Yeritzicha. David HaMelech was an Admoini. He was Masakin it, he was Admoini. That's the Indian he had done by Yodai. You can't build a Beitzim Yodai. Beitzim Yodai must be somebody who doesn't feel he's got Yodai. Kiddush Yodayim, Reglayim, Rabban Shalayim, I've given my Yodayim to you, I've got no Yodayim. I'm makid that everything is the Rabban Shalayim's Yodayim. It's mamish all the Nakudas of Torah Shabbat, of Maseches Brachos, they're all there. Mamish all there. When he went to kill Kiseite, remember, so we go on, Kisovai, because the Kisovai begins with the Mitzvah Bikurim, and the Mitzvah Bikurim is the Hakara that the first period which gives the person the best feeling is that is the he has to bring to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Ikka Garachka that was made was from Bikurim, because Bikurim is the first one and I feel so close to it and I'm giving it away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sod of Brach and Klal. You see a Pel de Gezach, because the Brachas and Klal is in Parashas B'chakos, the brachas and klolas, the other brachas and klolas and parashas b'chukoisai. B'chukoisai begins in b'chukoisai teilechu. Vesmesoy v'nasati gishmeichem b'itom v'itasaditem piroi v'hisag lechem daish. B'kitzah, it's saying that if you see this hakara, that v'nasati gishmeichem b'itom, and that's what also in Krishna you see twice. The pasuk says v'nasati mitaratzchem b'itom yomakus sadik nerasuzecha v'nasati esav b'satcha. Why do you have to say again v'nasati? Because that's the whole sort of Krishna that we're saying. La'afuki de'ishamu lechem v'nasati. I'm giving it. It's coming from me. Ishamu lechem b'nifshem v'afchem. If you miss out those two v'nasatis, then that's the whole brach. In Bechukoisa, it's saying the same thing. V'nasati kishmeichem b'itom v'itzatay di'aperi. It's all coming from me. If you're makid that, then there's bracha. Because bracha means a hamshacha. Kabbalah, bracha means you mamshach brecha el yoinot. It's a hamshacha milamal. It's if you mark it, everything comes to the mal, and then you mamshach bracha. Who was the first one that was cursed in the Torah? The nochash. Because the nochash's vod was the koichi voitzim yodi. He told him, if you eat from the etzadat, you can become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. And then it's nimshach kolala. That's Pashas Kisovei. If you're makir the bikurim, if you're makir and you bring bikurim, you're makir the venosatis, you're makir the venosatis. So then that's bracha. If you're not makir the venosatis, then it's klala. That's Parshas Kisovei, the brachas and klalas. And that's the hemshach of Dvar Mishchan Neke Reishotim Kisei Tse Kisovei. Okay, shkoyach.